Hi, everyone, and welcome to another episode of Yo, That Is Gay.
That's pretty homosexual.
It's totally. I decided to break down the conjugation today. It just sounded like an elongated name day.
Ooh, it's erect.
And you know what? It is very erect. It's got a stiffy. Okay, before we go any further, name all the names you've heard for an erection.
Boner, a tent. When you pitch a tent.
Oh, that's very outdoorsy.
Yeah, it's like when you pitch a tent in your boxers.
I've never worn boxers.
I don't know, boner.
Boner. I haven't heard boner in forever.
I don't know what else I call an erection. I feel like I usually just refer to it as a dick.
Yeah, me too. It's just a hard old dick. I've heard a hard on. I've heard stiffy. Oh, I think that's it. Yeah. Oh no, South Park called it the friendly compass. So your dick's getting hard and pointing to whoever's your friend.
Oh, that's
that is amazing. But how are you? What's going on? Who are you today?
Today, I am going to be, Poppy from Trolls.
Ooh.
Because that was such a good movie. Guys, watch Trolls World Tour.
I haven't seen World Tour.
It's so fucking good.
Wait. Now, are they, do people know they exist? Are they on a world tour?
No, so they're in the Trolls universe.
Okay.
There's only trolls.
Oh, so there are no people.
Yeah. No, they're not Smurfs.
I confused the two. Okay. I'm here for it. So how are you?
well, I'm going to answer like Poppy, then everything has to be amazing. I am doing pretty okay, or pretty well, I think, for such a, what feels like such a long week. It's really the first week back from work after like 3-week vacation, pretty much, other than a day.
Yeah.
So it's been a long week. Just kind of getting back into the groove of like doing stuff instead of just like hanging out with the kids and watching TV.
Isn't that beautiful? Can we all just get paid to just hang out with our family?
Like, we should.
Yes. Just
they should give us pandemic pay.
Same talk about it. just have to share. Had a whole moment. I didn't realize we were up to 350,000 people. I was like, wait, I thought we were still at 300, which isn't a good number, but oh my God. So now.
Yeah. How are you other than that?
Other than that, fantastic. It's been a great new year so far.
Mm-hmm.
I won't jinx it. I'm not going to say anything else about that. But it's been great. And I did something amazing today. I walked past a homeless person who asked for money, and I didn't say anything negative. I was just like, hey, I know exactly where you can come to if you want to follow me. And I took him to Trillium.
Mm-hmm.
And he had some help.
That's cool.
So I felt good today.
Yeah. That's always a nice like shift in perspective when you kind of like just do that naturally.
Yeah. Like typically I don't say anything. I just mm-hmm. keep walking. But I was like, you know what? I know exactly what you're asking for. So come with me.
Yeah.
And it was just one of those things. It worked out in a really good way. And I'm mm-hmm. like, okay.
Yeah. Awesome. That's a nice little highlight for the week.
Yeah, that's the one thing I'm like, hey, we're all human today at least.
Yeah.
So, and then TV I'm avoiding now. I'm the officially
news.
Done.
No
there's,
more news.
There's no more. I don't want to see the news. We're all good.
Not until the 20th.
You know what?
Maybe the 21st.
The 21st is what I'm going to wait for. The 20th, I'm like, the number 20 is triggering right now. Mm-hmm. So it's just like, okay, now. We made it through 2020.
I know.
We made it.
Now we're 2021.
It's going to be a good year. See, it's what it is. It's going to be a good year.
Yeah, we already got our vaccine dose 1.
Yes, vaccine dose 1, which I feel like we should at least talk about it because there's so much misinformation out there.
Mm-hmm.
Is there anything you want to share about getting the vaccine?
Just that it's kind of like, it wasn't a painful vaccine, like, to get it. Some, you know how, like, some vaccines, they can hurt?
Yeah.
This one didn't hurt whatsoever. Really, afterwards, it's just, like, the soreness mm-hmm. from the vaccine spot. But I didn't have any other side effects.
I haven't had any.
And I got the Moderna.
Yes, I got the Moderna, too. I haven't had any side effects. My arm was sore. Like, mm-hmm. it was mostly sore yesterday.
Yeah. Because
I got it Tuesday, mm-hmm. then Wednesday, and now today. Mm-hmm. So, like, now the soreness is actually completely gone.
Yeah.
But like you said.
Yeah, I got it Tuesday also.
Yeah. I didn't feel it. Like, normally, you know, I'll make the joke to the doctor, like, haha, that didn't hurt at all, knowing that that shit hurt. This time, I didn't even know it was done. Like, I'm literally just sitting there, and I literally was like, wait, what?
Mm-hmm.
We're finished. I'm like, okay.
Yeah, so I think it went well. Like mm-hmm. I said, no adverse side effects.
Good. The second dose, I know mine is in February towards the end of the month.
Yeah.
So we're going to see
how it goes. I think it's a month from the injection date.
Mm-hmm.
So a month later.
Now, how do you feel after getting the vaccine as far as just your everyday life?
I mean, I'm still, like, wearing a mask and everything. I feel like I just feel more relieved that, like, this is, like, the start of the dying down of the pandemic, hopefully. You know what I mean? Like, right. Obviously, there's still a long way to go, but, like, this is, like, the first steps.
I kind of have the same feeling, too. I'm happy we're getting to this point now. Now just more people, if they want to take the vaccine, take it. I mean, once we get to a good amount of people, it seems like this will be good for everybody, even if you choose not to.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm happy about that. And then I'm also like, I think I'm more relieved when, if I have those moments where I'm like, shit, I forgot to wash my hands. I don't panic as much.
Mm-hmm.
Like, yeah. I still panic a little bit, but not as much.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, especially keeping in mind that like the first vaccine is not giving you that protection that the following dose will once the first dose has done this job.
Right.
So kind of just being mindful of that too.
Mm-hmm.
And then just using hand sanitizer and shit along the way.
Yes, using hand sanitizer. Now, I kind of wanted something special. Like, when you got the vaccine, like, you get, like, a, you know, like, Willy Wonka, they got the golden ticket.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't want just a plain white piece of paper. I wanted, like, a golden ticket where I could be like,
I
got the golden ticket.
I wanted, like, a little pink triangle. So we could get branded.
You know what? I would be here for it, to be quite honest. Give it to me. I'm like, we're going to change history from what this was. I'm here for it. I don't know. At this point now, I think I'm just thinking about where we go, because I've seen different things about how the vaccine works and what's going to change in life afterwards. Like, I know I'm going to keep wearing my mask even after I get the second dose. I'm going to keep doing everything I do as far as just my hyper sanitization.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think that's going to change. Just because I trust it, but I also want to make sure I'm just doubly protected.
Yeah.
At this point, I feel like taking the vaccine is kind of like taking PrEP.
Mm-hmm.
That's where I get this, like, you know what? I just want to have the extra coverage to be safe.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah. No, that totally makes sense. I feel like this is something that I think we all are going to have to kind of, at the same time, kind of like start changing back to, like, quote unquote, the normal. You know what I mean? It's not something that, like, you can kind of get ahead of.
Right.
So, I don't know. I just feel like there's hope on the horizon.
Yes. I like that. So good. There's hope.
So, okay. So let's get into what we're talking about this week.
We are talking about tribes.
Tribes. What are tribes? So tribes are.
Yes. Let me fucking tell you about something, because that was an encyclopedia definition. There's a show on HBO called Encyclopedia. Oh my God, it's giving me all the random knowledge I want to know.
Really?
I am so Jeopardy familiar. I said you about
that. Encyclopedia.
So, wow, I just brain farted.
Tribes.
Tribes. A tribe, in my definition, is...
In the gay world.
In the gay world. In the world of Jurassic Gay. A tribe that you're in, that's like an identifier, maybe a part of the community you can be involved in. Like, socially wise, or sexually wise, or even just personally, where it's like, hey, I'm a part of this tribe because this is what I like to do.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I feel like it's, and we can get into this, like, whether we're like pro or con tribes, right. But I feel like a tribe is kind of like your lunch table.
Yes.
You know what I mean? It's like, well, who do you sit with?
I like that analogy a lot.
And, you know, there's a little bit of like, okay, who are you based on like what characteristics you take on and how you even like present yourself as far as like your clothes. And it's I feel like it's just a place marker on a map.
Yeah. I can get that. So now that I think about it, now I'm all thinking about is Mean Girls and how the lunchroom is set up.
Yeah.
Tribes. Let's start talking about them in this lunchroom setup and what different tribes are. What is a tribe you know right off the top of your head?
Bears.
Okay, where are they sitting in the lunchroom?
I feel like bears can be like a hybrid between like some of the like sports guys, and I don't know. I feel like because bears can really be anybody, and this is something I wanted to kind of get into. Is okay. There are some tribes that are defined based on like physical characteristics, and there's some tribes that are defined based on like actions or behaviors.
Okay,
you know what I mean. So like I compare, okay, bears. It's more like an aesthetic thing, and personality. I feel like, and then you have your like nerds who is just kind of like they don't look in any particular way. It's just that like this is the circle that they run in.
Okay.
And this is the type of stuff that they like.
Ooh. How about instead of the lunchroom then, describe their bedroom. What would you expect to see in the bedroom of a bear?
A harness. Definitely a harness.
Okay.
Probably some like grooming supplies, like shaving supplies. Lots of comfortable t-shirts. Definitely some jock straps. And I would say some kind of like poster or artwork that's like whatever they stand.
Okay, I'm here for it. I imagine the leather, the jock straps too. The poster art I wasn't thinking of, but now I can see somebody who is a bear. They would have something very... I'm going to say there's going to be an animal on it. I feel like there's going to be a poster with some fierce, vicious-looking animal, which I'm all for. And it's right over their bed. So you have to look at it while you're having sex. It's there.
It's like the college/dad vibe. Yes. On the poster.
Yes! College dad. That's what you are, bears. I'm trying to think, is there anything else that I would find different? I feel like there would be at least two dressers in the room. I don't know why. I just feel like a bear would have a lot of clothes. I don't even know why I'm thinking it. I just feel like there's a dresser for everyday clothes, and then there's like a dresser for these are my clothes when I want to look good. Just separated. I don't know why, but it's there.
So let's talk about a little bit of like, what are some tribes that you would say you identify with?
Myself, I would say that I identify with Boy Next Door, because I'm not really out and about all of the time, but when I am out and about, it's very specific places. Like when I think of boy next door or girl next door, it's someone who has a specific routine and they don't really stray too much from it. So I would say that. And then I would say also maybe like nerd or gamer, because I love video games, but then I also love tons of sciencey things. So that's where I put myself at. What about you?
I definitely would say leather is one of my tribes, and that's another one that's kind of like interesting because it's more based on like aesthetic, in some ways, but it could also be based on like play and all this other stuff. But like, I'm definitely into like wearing all like different types of gear and stuff, and like and connecting with like that part of the community. But then I also have been like, I consider myself like a geek nerd, because just of the stuff I like, the interest I like, like Pokemon, video games, like collecting pops, like just like superheroes. So I definitely find that a big part of like my identity. And then also like a cub, because I'm not very hairy, so I feel like I'm more like a cub.
I
And I
don't
feel like
understand.
that's just physical.
I do feel like a lot of it's physical when it comes to cub and bear. I don't know. Would I be? Am I an otter? I'm like hairy. Am I an otter?
I would say so.
Okay, yes, otter. I don't know what sounds otters make. I was gonna go like but I think
That's not it.
that is not
They
otter.
kind of make like squeaky, like I think they make like mouse-ish type sounds, like squirrels type thing.
Okay, then this even be cuter. They're water squirrels. I'm here for this. I love them. Actually, so when you think of a tribe situation, and when I'm saying tribe situation, let's go into hookup apps. Tribes on hookup apps, is that something that you used to look for? You do look for? Do you think it's important? Because I notice in every hookup app now, they ask you your tribe.
So I feel like if we kind of go back to this like lunchroom table type of thing, it says a lot about you when you say what lunch table you think you belong to. You know, as opposed to like the lunch table that other people would put you on. I think like the lunch table that you pick for yourself or the tribe that you pick for yourself says a lot about you and like what you find interesting. Like, okay, for example, you think of like a big like muscly guy would put jock as his tribe, but like if he put it as like, you know, nerd or geek or whatever, like I feel like that tells me something completely different about you, as opposed to you just being a jock.
I didn't think about it that
Like, you know what I
way.
mean? So I think it's interesting how you self-describe. So I think I kind of use that as a reference point, and in conjunction with the rest of your profile, I don't think it's like a there's like no secret behind it. But yeah.
Okay. I didn't think about that. And now that when I think like using Jack and Grinder, where I'm like, he looks like he should be this. But then I read it, I'm like, wait, he likes video games? And I'm like, let's talk about video games. I don't care about how hot you are.
So, okay, let me do this. I'm gonna pull up Grindr and we're gonna go through the tribes on Grindr.
Oh,
And
yes.
then we'll look at the ones on Scruff.
Okay. Grinder and Scruff sponsor us.
Please, we're poor.
I want a grilled cheese and I have not had one in years because they're expensive.
Because the singles don't melt.
They don't. This is the creepiest thing in the world to me. They don't melt and they don't burn. They
They're just cheese product.
Right.
Yeah.
You can wipe off the burned part. It's just ash. And you still have cheese product under that.
All right, where am I going to? Edit profile. Tribes. Here you go. Okay, so let's start at the top.
Mm-hmm.
Bear. So we talked a little bit about bear. Mm-hmm. What does bear look like to you?
To me, when I think of bear, I think of typically a person in leather, either very muscly or bigger than me, hairy, and with a full, thick, that you can just rub your face on beard. That's what I imagine.
Mm-hmm. I feel like bear can be like very diverse.
Mm-hmm.
Because I've seen bears with like some scruff, and then other bears that are like they have the beard.
Mm-hmm.
But I feel like for me, there's always probably some kind of hair going on somewhere on the body.
Yes.
Always like at least a tummy. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. But like, probably like someone heavier. And like a very like welcoming personality.
Oh yes.
You know, bears are so fucking welcoming.
I feel like I have never met someone who identifies as a bear that's a dick, a douche, or a mean person. Mm-hmm. They've been super welcoming and nice.
Yeah.
No matter who they are.
Absolutely. The bear community is very warm and giving.
Mm-hmm. P.S. I like bears.
Yes, I love bears. Okay, so our next one is clean cut.
Clean cut, I imagine two things. Either a police officer who is either a person who is white or maybe white identifying or looking, with very buzz cut short hair,
mm-hmm.
no facial hair whatsoever. No body hair. Always is in very firmly ironed clothing. It's very neat. It's perfect in place.
Mm-hmm.
Personality-wise, they seem like they're dry, but they have a very good sense of humor.
Mm-hmm.
I've met a lot of clean-cut people to me who have very good senses of humor, where I'm just like, okay, I just laugh all day.
Yeah.
And if they were to take it outside of the area of it being a police officer, I would say somebody from the military if they were a person of color.
Mm-hmm.
Same attributes, but they just never went to police.
Interesting. I hadn't like thought about it like uniform-esque
mm-hmm.
Type of thing with like all that, but I could definitely see it for like military or like police. Anytime I think clean cut, I think of like, okay, shaved.
Mm-hmm.
And probably wearing like a tie to work.
Oh yeah.
You know, and even just kind of like when you go out, like they're the type of dudes that like to dress up and you know, look cute.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that what's nice about that kind of tribe is that it can kind of span across all body shapes and sizes.
Yeah.
So you can be clean cut and be like a ginger, or you can be clean cut and be a chub, or you know what I mean? It's really kind of like how you present yourself.
Right. That I can definitely agree with. It's the presentation and personality for a clean cut person to me. It's like, doesn't matter what size you are. Doesn't matter if you're man or woman.
Mm-hmm.
It doesn't matter how you identify. Honestly, it's specific traits that I would imagine they have. I imagine they have an ironing board and an iron that costs
absolutely
at least $50.
Yes. Absolutely. My iron has like no miles on it.
My iron cost me $10.
Oh, yeah.
Still in the box.
Yeah. I have an ironing board that is still, we bought an ironing board, but that was because of my boyfriend. My decision, because I would just iron on the bed.
There you go. That's what I do.
But it still hasn't been used.
See, that would be me. I'm just thinking, the first time I bought an iron, I didn't buy an iron for the first time until I was 29. Until I was 29 years old.
Well,
the one that's still in the box.
Mine was probably like 25. I hate ironing. It's literally one of my least favorite things. If I had so much money that I could just buy a new outfit every time, I would do that. And I know that's terrible, but I would donate each outfit I wore.
See,
once I wore it,
I've never
only because I didn't like to deal with wrinkles.
There you go.
And you know why? Because like, if something gets wrinkly so bad, like you can iron it and it's not gonna come out.
Yes.
And like, that's probably the point where my clothes are because I never iron them.
It's okay. I never iron anything. The only items I would iron are the only things that I ever hang up. I don't hang up anything else. If I have to iron it, it will be hung up. Because
mm-hmm.
I learned, I was like, you can't get wrinkles out of shit. Never fucking doing it.
Mm-hmm.
I nearly set my apartment on fire trying to iron wrinkles out of a shirt. I was like, no.
Mm-hmm.
It ain't happening.
All right. Well, let's take a break. And then we'll get back into the rest of these tribes. And then we'll get into Scruff.
Yes!
Right.
I like Scruff. Hey, everyone. So just a little break from the show. Want to share some information so you can contact us, stalk us, and possibly touch us. It's how to get in contact with us for the show. If you're on IG, go to Yo That's Gay Pod, and that is our IG. You can follow us and then message us, DM us. We have weekly posts on there about polls and things that we might be doing on the show, and we want to hear back from you.
Yep. You could also hit us up on Twitter. That's at Yo That's Gay Pod. We'll run the polls on Twitter also. So if you're not really on Instagram, you could still have your input put out there. And we'll just be like retweeting a bunch of junk and posting when episodes are ready. So hit us up there. DMs are also open and I'm checking them frequently.
I'm learning to check my DMs more. So, you know, I learned what a DM was recently. I'm going to be in them.
All right. Let's get back to the show.
And we are back from our short commercial break.
Yes. Have you ever loved holding a teacup in your hand with both hands?
It sounds like the start of a commercial.
I have a product to sell for all the tea lover tribe members out there. There's nothing like holding a cup or a mug with two hands. You just feel very, very fragile.
Moving on.
Yes, I'm sorry.
So we were talking about tribes.
Mm-hmm.
We're going through the grinder ones. We went over bear. We went over clean cut. Next one is daddy.
Daddy. Okay. This one, you don't have to have children to be a dad or mm-hmm. a daddy. I've never seen the child aspect just doesn't make sense. It did in my head.
Yeah.
Cause you can be a daddy and be anybody.
Mm-hmm.
Daddy is the attitude. It's the attitude and the swag they walk in the room with. It's mm-hmm. like, yes, daddy.
Yeah, yeah. I think daddy definitely is something that, like, you earn over time.
Mm-hmm.
But I feel like at the same time, I have a question before I comment on it. How do you feel about, like, when it's a younger guy either being called daddy by other people or referring to himself as a daddy?
Okay, so for me, it depends. Now, age is a little bit of a factor here.
Mm-hmm.
For myself, I don't even talk with people on a spectrum unless you are 25 years old.
Mm-hmm.
For me, it's just not gonna work. But I've had younger people approach me and they're like, oh, I'm gonna make you call me daddy. I'm like, no. I'm just like, no, I can't do that. It feels weird to me. It feels very, very weird.
Mm-hmm.
But if you're like, I'm 32 now. If you're 30 and you're like, I'm daddy, okay, let's see if you earn the title. Like, I'll give you a chance. Under 25, I don't think I will.
So, Yeah, for me, it's very much like an age thing, definitely, to belong to the tribe. But I feel like it's different when it's in a sense of like role play.
Yes.
And with that, like, I feel like I'm a lot more flexible with. But it also depends on the type of sex if you're going to use the term role play.
Yes. You can.
You can't call no average dick daddy.
You can't. You can't. If you were just pulling the draws to the side to let him hit it, I can't call you daddy. I can't. I feel like when I say daddy, that means you have done acrobatics in the bedroom. I just feel like it's extraordinary. It's like, it's OnlyFans worthy. That's what it is to me. It's like, other people need to see this.
Yeah. And you know, I think daddy comes with, like, even when itself kind of like with bears, like a variety of like subcategories where you can have like a silver fox, you know what I mean? Or kind of just like muscle daddy. And they all have a factor in common. And that's, like you said, kind of like that swag and that experience. But then they could be different as well.
Okay. Now, a daddy, let's say somebody you're going to call daddy, someone who embodies that daddy thing for you. Aside from the swag, is there anything like fetish-wise, toy-wise, kink-wise that would automatically put them in a distinctive category of daddy for you?
I feel like I used to think that, like, I used to associate, like, any, like, dom sub stuff with, like, daddy and, like, boy or whatever, or, like, you know, like, power dynamic play. But I think as I've explored more, adventured more, I think you can have sex with someone who is, like, a leather guy who you don't call daddy or who you don't associate that with. So I think there's an overlap, but it's not, like, a must, okay. If that makes sense.
That makes sense. I agree with you, dom and sub. It's the one action that, in my head, as far as a kink, that would make me think somebody's part of a daddy tribe is if they want to spank me. Mm-hmm. I feel like spanking is a very daddy action.
Yeah. Yeah. I love daddies too. That's all I'm gonna say. My phone number is.
Dads, come on over. Come right on over. I'm your boy.
All right. Our next one is discreet.
Okay, so discreet. I only think of one thing, and do not hate me. Swiper, no swiping.
Why?
Whenever I think of a discreet individual, discreet is such a specific word. So I imagine like a person creeping around in a coat, like a hat on, you can't see their face, they've got these big sunglasses. And like, they're actively displaying that they don't want to be noticed. Mm-hmm. That's what I feel like discreet is.
It's like, I'm here to suck dick, but no one's going to know about it. Right. That's like their workroom entrance, you know?
I mean, it's the best!
So, I don't know. I will say, once upon a time, pre-grinder, I used to, like, describe myself as, like, discreet when, like, meeting guys. And I think it was just more of a kind of, like, just, like, on the DL type of thing.
Right.
But I hate it. I very much hate that for me.
I don't use the discreet person.
Yeah, it doesn't match my brand.
No! I can see you be like...
But, like, I was just so afraid of being, like, outed. But, like... Ew, you know?
I just feel like you being discreet, I imagine you in a black hoodie, black jeans, and black sneakers, but in white writing, like, contrasting black completely, it says power bottom on the back. And you're like, I'm discreet. So I'm sorry. It's not brand for you.
So I don't know. Okay, so I feel like when discreet is the type of tribe that like only likes to hook up with each other.
Yes.
You know what I mean? They're like that lunchroom table that's like, you can't sit with us. That's literally what discreet is. Because it's like, no, we don't want anyone who's like in the scene. We don't want anyone who's like a known gay. Right. We don't want anyone who is too effeminate. Or if they are too effeminate because we like that, then they need to be able to act macho on the way out the door. You know, it's a very toxic, for me, it's a very toxic tribe. But like, Prey Grinder, like, I don't know if I would have ever said, like, that's my tribe. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? I never felt any sense of community in that tribe, if that's what I was at one point in my life.
Right.
But I don't know. It just doesn't sit right with me, with the others. It's like, you are a part of the gay community, obviously, mm-hmm. but it's a very toxic mask type of energy. I don't like it.
I can agree with that. I think about my hookups from Grindr and Jack with somebody who is discreet. I've been told I can only wear specific clothes. I've been told that you should not be talking about what we're doing to anybody else, which, one, I'm not, except right. on a podcast. But even then, I'm going to keep your information very private. But I've only met up with discreet men, and it's been very, very weird. Mm-hmm. Like, it's been super weird. Like, one guy, just for example, we met up, and he was like, I want you to kiss every part of my body except my lips, because if you do, that means I'm gay. And I was like, what the fuck? I mean, I did it. But I was like, what? And he described himself as very discreet. Uh-huh. And I'm like, okay, whatever. I don't know what to say. But I just imagine very sketchy activities.
Yeah, discreet's always like, or like DL guys, which is down low, which is its own kind of, has its own problems, I guess, the term.
Yes.
But I don't know, I can just think of like married guys like cheating on their wives.
Yes, I imagine someone who's married or involved in some way, shape, or form. And they're stepping out, but they don't want people to know. Mm-hmm. And it's just like, hey, I don't care what's going on at your house. Can you just give me some good dick?
Yeah.
Like, you don't have to do all of this. You don't have to put up a smoke signal when she goes to bed. Like,
it's like, what's the passcode? Right? Knock 3 times and then jiggle the handle. Oh, okay.
I'm sorry to treat
that. Y'all getting red to fail. Honey. I can do that because I was part of them. I'm an ex-discreet.
You're an ex-discreet.
Alright, our next one is geek.
Oh, geek. I can identify with right away.
Work, yeah.
I imagine glasses or vision impaired in some way, shape, or form, always. Because I just imagine, like, myself being a geek, I'm always looking at a computer screen, which I know is bad for my eyes. Mm-hmm. And my vision is progressively getting worse. So, you got bad vision. You probably know your way around a good old Hot Pocket. like, how to, you know, spice it up so it tastes better. And
I will say I don't identify with that part of the like, tribe.
Okay. My last thing that I imagine when I think of somebody who's a geek, you have something, no matter what it is, that is video game and or comic book related, mm-hmm. but is not the video game or the comic book.
Yeah.
That's what I was imagining.
Yeah. Yeah, definitely some kind of like some outside exploration. Mm-hmm. Of the genres. I definitely think it's interesting because I don't think I think geeks can be either very introverted or very extroverted. Mm-hmm. And I think personally, I am probably like a pretty good mix of both. But if I had to pick one, I'd probably say I'm more extroverted.
I can agree with that.
But I think geeks are probably the easiest to have conversations with on hookup apps. And because you immediately find some common ground based on their profile. And you just start nerding out. And I don't know. They're just very easy to get along with, in my opinion.
I can agree. I think I've had the best conversations with people who identify as geeks or nerds. Mm-hmm. Because we're talking through our medium. The internet was created so we don't have to talk on the phone. So I like it.
It's like Pokemon, but make it gay.
Oh my gosh, every single one of them. I think the best conversations I've had online are with like geeks and nerds, mm-hmm. honestly. I've tried to have other conversations with people who have identified as other tribes. Mm-hmm. And they've still been fruitful and great, but the best conversations come from geeks.
Yeah.
We can talk about Zelda for 49 million hours.
Yeah. So. Just like give them any like thing that they're remotely interested in and they'll just go ham.
They will. Okay, here for it.
Jocks.
So this is the spectrum that I know absolutely nothing about. When I imagine a jock, I do imagine somebody who was heavily influenced by sports. I imagine that you're going to mention these things to me that I don't know what they mean. ESPN, pardon the interruption, and some man named Anderson. I have heard those conversations a lot in barbershops and also from very masculine men in my family.
Mm-hmm. And cars.
I don't know what any of that means. That's what I imagine. Mm-hmm. Just a big question mark with sports around it.
So, I am not a fan of this tribe. Mm-hmm. I mean, I can't think of anyone off the top of my head that would identify themselves as a jock. Yeah. And I think personally, this may be completely biased and maybe completely wrong, but the way I see it is that if you put yourself in the jock category, it means that you are defining your essence by your physical build.
Yeah.
And I feel like that means that that's very important to you. Because like I said, you can be muscly and consider yourself like a clean cut. Or you can consider yourself a geek or leather or, you know, whatever else. But if you are choosing, you're saying that like, okay, you have an interest in things like working out as like a hobby, not just for like, just to work out. You know what I mean? And you probably have like a very particular lifestyle routine that you like to follow, mm-hmm. and you only like to allow certain people of that lifestyle. And I feel like that's why I don't have any jock friends.
I can 100% agree. I do imagine, and I don't know why, but when I hear the term jock, it only brings up negativity in me.
Yeah.
As far as like a person, like a personal trait.
Yeah.
But I imagine that they support the Mango Monster out at the protein. They were out at the riot the other day.
They're the coronavirus gays.
They are. They're the ones who say, I don't need a mask. It's not real. And then their whole family gets damn COVID.
Yeah. And there was a doctor whose picture was going around like Twitter because he was like this hot, like his shirt was off because he was getting his vaccine. Because he had a button down.
Oh, okay. I'm like, he took his shirt off.
Yeah, he was like super fit and like, you know, super attractive. Mm-hmm. And then he was one of the gays at the PV, Puerto Vallarta.
No. No. Come on.
And yeah, and like that's what I think of. Like, just like very like privileged white muscle gays. Yeah. Like I've definitely never seen a person of color that identifies as a jock.
Not a second in my world, because jock is at least to me in my just reality, a word that I've never heard a black person use, mm-hmm. except referring to a jockstrap.
Mm-hmm.
Like, this is the only time I've ever heard somebody black use the term jock.
Yeah, I don't think we use that kind of, like, in Hispanic culture.
Yeah. When I think of jock, you know what I think of? I think of the little guys who race on the horses.
The jockeys.
Yeah, I think of them.
So, okay. If you have feedback on jocks, let us know.
Yes, if you're a jock who can break the stereotype that's in my head, please reach out to us because I'd love to talk to you.
Yes, and my number is... okay, next one is leather, which is one I very much connect with. And I feel like for me, leather is like, yeah, like leather, but it's also kind of just like kinkster. You know, type of thing? Where it's like, oh, I like either like having leather toys or having leather gear or just kind of like, I like the essence of like a daddy in leather type of thing.
It's so hot. When I think of anybody who identifies as part of leather, I first imagine somebody who is very educated and wise when it comes to knowing yourself and knowing your body.
Mm-hmm.
This is the first thing I think of. I don't know why, but anybody I've ever met who is interested in leather, who's a part of the leather community, I feel like they are hyper-educated when it comes to welcoming people in and educating them.
Absolutely. Yeah.
Which I love.
Yeah, because it's, I feel like so, and I think a lot of people may not know this, but like, the leather kink community, fetish community, they're very welcoming to new people.
Oh, yes.
Because, like, once you kind of join those communities of, like, stuff you find interesting, it's like, oh, you're finding people who are like, oh, this is, like, completely normal. Like, hey, welcome to, like, doing this completely normal thing, like tying your shoelaces.
Yes!
You know what I mean? You tie shoelaces, you tie people up. What's the big difference? We do it. Because it's a part of our daily activities.
Which I fucking love.
And yeah, I totally love meeting new people and like talking about like sex and like all this kinky, fetishy stuff.
I feel like anytime I've wanted to, this is why I talk to you about everything sexual. Because I'm like, Danny fucking knows it. Look at him right now. But like, it's just so warm. I can only, aside from the leather itself, when I think of like, let's say personality traits or physical traits, I think of the warm, caring mentality and feeling. And I always think of a smile, a person smiling. I've never met anybody, a part of the leather community when I first have met them and they're angry, upset, or frowning. Mm-hmm. They're always fucking smiling. And leather daddies, that smile you do with your little hat on.
And my number is.
Sploosh. Like,
flood my basement.
Yes!
Oh, no. Okay, next one is otter.
Otter. So, now that you have confirmed that I could possibly be an otter, I love otters even more.
I love the animal otters, but I also love otter guys. So, otter, I think, is primarily defined by... I think it could be, like, any kind of average build.
Yeah.
Hairy, basically. But, like, not super hairy. Not like a wolf. But definitely scruffy with, like, body hair, pit hair,
yes.
Chest hair.
There's, like, this perfect balance of hair and skin.
Yeah.
Where it's kind of like, oh, this... It kind of looks like your manscaped, but it's just naturally manscaped.
Yeah.
That's
yeah.
What I imagine for an otter.
Yeah, definitely. I think just kind of, they look beautiful wet.
Oh my God. Anybody who identifies as an otter, if you want to come to my house, I'll just run my shower. You just stand there. That's it.
No. Otters can kind of be anywhere on the map. They can be, they're not like particularly known for being like welcoming or not welcoming or anything. Cause they're just kind of like, they can fall anywhere on the spectrum, really.
Yeah.
Like, I've met some that are like pretty uptight assholes and others that are super, like super duper nice.
Oh, yeah. I've met some otters. I'm like, oh, You're just cuddly from the outside. I don't want to know anything else. And then I met someone I'm just like, yo, this is the best experience ever. Mm-hmm. So.
Our next one is pause.
Pause. So as somebody who is positive, I don't identify with the pause tribe.
Mm-hmm.
The only reason why I say that for myself, I don't feel like pause is the tribe, because I don't feel like HIV makes you who you are or what you display to the community.
Mm-hmm.
So I've never really identified with the tribe, and I don't really understand it.
I've never understood where that sense of like community came from.
Yeah.
'Cause I feel like for every like tribe that you identify with, like you kind of have some sense of community of like, okay, like I connect with people who are like me in this way.
Right.
For us, I never knew where that connection was. So I'm glad like I'm not the only one that isn't sure. The only thing I can think of is maybe, you know, thinking of like older gay men who've gone through this and like they've lived their entire lives and watched so many friends die from HIV that it's become such a like intricate part of their life that it's shaped who they are.
Yes.
So that's the only way I guess I can think of it.
That's, I can agree with that. Thinking of people who were around at the beginning of the epidemic of HIV and AIDS, I can see them identifying with the PAWS tribe of saying mm-hmm. like, yo, I'm a survivor and I've seen these people like die, my friends and family mm-hmm. died. In my own experience, finding out being positive, it wasn't until there was a lot more advancements for treatment. So for me, it wasn't a specific, I'm PAWS, I need to make sure everybody knows.
Mm-hmm.
It was more, hey, you got to learn to maintain your life.
Mm-hmm.
And it was just kind of something I lived with as opposed to identifying.
Yeah. Yeah, I think it might be a different experience depending on when you experienced it.
Mm-hmm.
Next one is, I feel like one of my favorites, but I hate to admit it.
Ooh.
But it's rugged.
Ooh.
Because I feel like I get very like firefighter, construction worker vibes, all that jazz. But at the same time, some of them can be very like, kind of like that. It's kind of like that discreet guy. Once he comes out,
mm-hmm.
he becomes rugged.
Mm.
And like, some of them are just kind of like assholes.
Oh yeah, some of them can be assholes. I hope this doesn't sound wrong, because I don't mean it to sound wrong. When I think of rugged, I imagine the Crocodile Hunter.
Mm-hmm.
And I imagine specifically his voice. Because his voice is very well traveled, if that makes sense.
Mm-hmm.
Like you can hear he has an Australian accent. There's so many different things that else in his voice that I remember.
Mm-hmm.
Hearing him talk, that is what I remember. I also smell that you smell like outside.
Mm-hmm.
You
do an outdoorsman.
Right. You smell like a very outdoorsy person.
Yeah.
But I would totally let you destroy me. A rugged man. Oh my. I feel like a rugged man is like on the cusp of, he won't stop choking you when it's enough. Like, you're going to have a way to pull him off. Which is terrible. I'm sorry to say it, but that's what I imagine.
I could see that. next one is trans, which obviously neither of us really have that experience.
No.
But I would love to hear from someone that is trans and know how they feel about like putting that on their profile. Like,
yeah.
You know, you don't see like a cis community, and I'm not saying that there should be, there definitely shouldn't be,
right?
Because there's enough cis people everywhere. But like, it's almost kind of like similar to pause. It's something about you that you're like, you're presenting like right up front before you've even talked to that person.
Right.
You know what I mean?
I can agree with that.
And it's something very personal that you're kind of putting up front before they even get to know you.
Yeah.
You're
bearing your soul in a different way that I will never understand.
Right.
So I would love to hear from people who have that experience, because I want to know.
Mm-hmm, definitely. Maybe we'll get someone on the show soon.
Okay.
Our next one is twink.
So twink, you know, the only thing I imagine for twink when I hear it is fucking seltzer. That's the only thing I imagine now. It's just seltzer water.
Oh.
I'm sorry. I know it's a generality. This is the one thing I imagine.
I feel like Twink is a... Again, aesthetic tribe.
Right.
I think what I dislike about many Twinks I've encountered in my life is that they allow their physical selves to be their personality.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So it's like okay, it's great that like you're skinny and attractive and you know you're confident in that, that's not a personality. That doesn't define who you are. It just means that you look a particular way.
Right.
You know what I mean? Whereas like with bears, it's like they don't allow like their particular looks like to be like everything that they're about. It's like, yeah, it's part of their identity, but also they have so many other interests and so many other things that they like to focus on, and they make it easy. They're like, and again, with a bear, I feel like generally the personality is more that like they're more open to making friends and like socializing, where like with Twinks sometimes you get that coldness because they're like, oh, I'm too cool because I'm a Twink.
Yes, I have Twink itself, I don't look at the image when I have in my head. It's a personality. I feel like Twink should be Anna Nicole Smith on gay steroids. Like Anna Nicole Smith embodied what I would think a Twink was. Mm-hmm. A Twink to me is a man who's going to be more of the sugar baby essence or even a queer individual like that. That's what I imagine.
Mm-hmm.
The body, I'm like, this is just, that makes sense, girl.
Right.
So when I think of Twink, I think of somebody who is actually very nice, very opening to people, but it's like, I'm about money, bitch, and I'm going to take this man for all that he's got. That is what I imagine in my head, because I imagine Anna Nicole Smith when I think of Twink. I feel like a Twink would be a very fun person to be around, but my experience with people who identify as Twink has been like yours. It's been solely focused on the body image and then this very snarky, catty attitude. And I'm like, I'll pass.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. So, I mean, I would love to be proved wrong. And I'm not saying that every Twink I've encountered is like that, but
right.
This is just a large amount of the people I've encountered in my experience.
Yeah. I get it.
So the last category on Grindr is sober, which is a fairly new one.
That is new. I don't think I've seen that on there.
And I feel like, as someone who struggled with like addiction in the past,
mm-hmm.
I do think that like my recovery from that is a big part of my identity.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know necessarily if that's something I'm not 100% sober. You know, just in general with like stuff, but I don't feel the need to say like, you know, like I'm recovered
right.
from an addiction or whatever. But for some people, I guess that's like a very big part of like their experience.
I can definitely identify with it and agree all at the same time. Having my issues with sobriety as far as drugs, I understood the concept of being sober.
Mm-hmm.
I'm definitely not 100% sober, but for myself, it's where I want to be in my life. As an identifier, I can also understand it as like saying, hey, this is my tribe. Because when I think about my experience growing up, I would always see people in certain aspects who were so open to life, who were like the person to say yes to life.
Mm-hmm.
They would always end up in saying like, hey, I used to be addicted to this, or I used to do this, or I formerly was a person who used drugs.
Right.
And I'm like, oh, so maybe that was something that you experienced that I couldn't have understood until I went through the experience myself.
Yeah.
So I can see why that would be an identifier of, yo, I'm sober. Don't bring this shit near me.
Yeah, I think for some people, it's kind of like a safety net to kind of screen people out that may not support their, you know, health decisions.
Right.
So that was the last one on Grindr. I'm going to pull up Scruff if I figure out how to use Scruff.
Scruff is very complicated. But by the way, Scruff, you have your main page that shows men around the world. Good feature. Very good feature. I love looking at those pictures.
Okay. So, tribes. So, bear we did, geek we did, daddy we did. Muscle, which I feel like is essentially jock.
See, I feel they're different.
Really?
I do. Because for jock, I imagine a douchebag. But somebody who is muscly, I imagine someone who's going to tell me everything I'm eating is bad. And they're going to do it in the kindest way. But I just imagine they're like, you know, that's not good for you. That's what I imagine when I see muscle.
Next we have chub, which is separate from bear. And I think it's similar, except that there's not as much body hair.
Yeah, I can agree with that.
Then we have Chaser.
Now, Chaser, we didn't talk about that one.
So, Chaser is typically like a chub chaser or a cub chaser. Mm-hmm. Basically, it's someone who is attracted to, like, bigger guys. And I don't know. I guess I don't know what sense of community there is in that. I mean, I've definitely seen some of that community on Twitter.
Okay.
But I don't know. I think they're pretty open guys, pretty much for the most part.
Yeah.
Easy to have discussions with.
I've had very good discussions with people who identify as like a chub chaser. Or a chaser, just in general. I always like to use a cheap pickup line. I like my alcohol without a chaser. And then it starts a conversation.
Oh no, that's so bad.
It's so terrible.
Next one is Guy Next Door, which I kind of think I'd like equate to Clean Cut.
I can see Guy Next Door with Clean Cut. The only reason why I see it as just every man or every person or every woman, however you identify, I just see it as like, it's this just mentality that you leave your house specifically at the same time every day to one thing, and that's it. Like, your neighbors see you, but they don't know you.
Yeah, you're like the neighbor, like, leaving their house just as, like, you're getting home.
Yeah. Like, I always see him leaving every day. I don't know what he does.
It's like very Pleasantville vibes.
Yes! Yes!
Okay, then we have Otter, which we talked about, Leather, which we talked about, Pause, which we talked about, Discreet, Jock. Then there's Queer, which is definitely one of my favorite. Because I've always said that I think queer is more of a state of mind than kind of like a sexual identity. And for me, it's just kind of that like very open mentality when it comes to gender and sexuality and even politics.
Oh, yeah. Anybody who I think of in my head as being queer, when I imagine them, I imagine they have a secondary color wheel of color in their hair. It's not a primary color. This isn't a naturally occurring color. I imagine something that is combination and it looks fantastic. I don't know why, but that's what I imagine.
Like a tangerine.
Yes. Like they come up with like brick red hair. It's like that is not natural, but it looks so great.
Ugh, I love queers.
Queer people, I love you. I love you.
Next one's military.
So, military to me, and this is just my experience, only brings up bad. For me, and I'm saying this again as my experience of teaching people who have integrated from military life to civilian life, then also being engaged to somebody who's in the military. It was a very structured, specific life they had in the military, and now that they're transitioning out of the military, it doesn't mesh well. So there's a lot of turbulent area in getting to know them. Or if they're still in the military, it's honestly hard to keep in contact with them because who knows what they could be doing because they're out there serving the country.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I've never actually interacted with any gay military person. Mm-hmm. So as far as my knowledge on that, I have none. I have family who's been in the military, and like you said, it's always kind of been very like routine, structured. And I don't know, it's just, it's not a lifestyle I can see adopting.
I could not.
I've considered it at one point. At one point I wanted to be an Air Force pilot.
Whoa!
Yeah, that was like my first big dream.
Oh my gosh, the Air Force pilot.
How the wheels have turned.
No, I imagine I don't know that you what would the wear, saying is. I just imagine you would wear a harness under your uniform 24/7. And you'd be there at attention in the line like if they only fucking knew.
That'd be so hot.
Exactly. I just like, I imagine you do it.
Well, all right, I'm going to skip the ones we did. Next one is bisexual.
Bisexual is a tribe.
Yeah. I used to use it, but now I used to identify as bisexual. Now I identify more as pansexual. I just think it fits my description of what it is better. I don't think my interest has changed. I think just, like, the terminology just fits better for me.
Right.
Like, it's not that I, like, was bisexual and now I'm pan. It's that I've always been pan to how I see pan. And I just called it bisexual then because I didn't know the term pansexual. But I feel like it's a very, like, erased community. Because obviously the gay community kind of takes all the highlight. And it's like the idea, like, if you're a bi guy, that is like, oh, like, you're basically just gay. Which I hate, but also, like, for me, it's kind of true. Because it's like, I honestly, just because there's gay culture, there's straight culture, there's not a lot of, like, bisexual culture other than, like, you know, doing the peace sign and, like, some finger guns. That is bisexual culture. And let alone pansexual culture, because it's like, what? So for someone who's bisexual, you kind of just like pick and choose from like straight culture and gay culture, and you can like makeshift your own.
Is it kind of like you're grocery shopping and you're just putting together a basket of groceries? Is that kind of what it feels like?
Yeah, and then but you don't have your own aisle. You're shopping from like other people's aisles.
See, when I think of bisexual, I never thought of bisexual as a tribe. But anytime I've had conversation with friends, family, just in general, when it comes to somebody who's bisexual, I imagine someone being invisible. Like, I just feel like it's the way our conversations go, or just generalized stereotypes, someone being bisexual that you have to choose.
Mm-hmm.
It's like they kind of just get isolated into you're gay or you're straight, as opposed to, no, I'm just me.
Yeah.
That's what I imagine.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I love being bi-pan, whatever you want to call it.
Bi-pan.
Bi-pan.
I like that. Bi-pan.
So, yeah, that's bisexual.
Mm-hmm.
Our next category is going to be college, which I just feel means that you're young.
Yeah.
I don't really see that as a tribe, as more of a descriptive term.
I feel it means you're going to be young and very socially conscious.
Mm-hmm.
That's it.
Yeah. Then we have trans, and then we have drag.
Drag. Now, drag is a tribe, I can understand. But then I also feel like drag enthusiasts should hopefully be a tribe one day. Mm-hmm. Because I feel like drag is like a state. It's a state of being. It's a state of mind. As somebody who likes drag and is an enthusiast of drag, I feel like there's these moments that are there that you can have fun with and enjoy, but it doesn't define you as a person.
Mm-hmm. I find the existence of the drag category interesting because, like, and maybe just because I'm not someone who does drag, but, like, I wouldn't have thought of that as a tribe. And actually, it was only recently added to Grindr and Scruff. Or it was on Grindr, then they took it out.
Oh, really?
But now they put it on Scruff.
Okay.
And I guess it being a drag persona is a big part of your identity.
Yeah.
You know, like for a lot of people, it's kind of like being sober.
Yeah, I can say that. Yeah.
But like, it doesn't make you the just a drag queen. You know what I mean?
Right. I can get that. Like, just because you're drag queen, you're not going to come over and drag for a hookup.
Mm-hmm.
Like, that don't make no type sense.
Right. Unless you're into that.
Yes. Unless
you're both have to be into that.
Right.
Right. Like, I feel like it's not like that, like, just because drag is my tribe doesn't mean that I want to be fetishized for it.
Right. I can agree with that.
So, how do you feel about the existence of tribes in general?
The existence of tribes, I don't think it's, like, worth anything. I feel like it's a social construct that we've created to categorize people because mm-hmm. people love categories. We love it. Category is a fucking game for a reason. but I do think that they can be beneficial as far as place markers when you want to initiate contact or conversation with somebody. But I also do feel that they can be limiters,
mm-hmm.
Especially in the lunchroom, which for me as a gay man is the bar. Wherever you have your experience as mm-hmm. where this is an amalgamation of gay people, that could be it. And tribes could poison that experience.
Yeah, yeah. I'm like, I can see arguments on both sides.
Yeah.
Definitely. I think we kind of just have to take them with a grain of salt, and they are what they are.
Yeah. They're Bratz dolls. This is what tribes are. It's like, okay, it looks cute, girl. Sit on the table. That's not where we're here for. Can you recall a specific situation you met up with somebody or a group of people for a tribe specifically for the purpose to talk about that tribe?
No.
Neither can I.
No. Unless, well, maybe like Bear Weekend
mm-hmm.
at like Jones Pond or like Leather Weekend.
Yeah.
Because I kind of went there with the idea of socializing with like-minded people.
Mm-hmm.
But like, that's like a weekend, you know what I mean?
Right.
It's not like you're necessarily sitting down and talking about like your life as a bear. You're just sharing.
You're sharing is caring.
Some time, yeah.
Okay, we're going to get completely off topic here. Can I tell you that there was a great social justice victory this week? Caillou got canceled. Caillou got
poor
canceled.
Caillou. How do you know?
So it was on CNN, of all places.
And why did Caillou get canceled?
Caillou got canceled because they just didn't renew the contracting services with the network, apparently from the article that I read. But the other side of the article was that moms were very happy because they thought Caillou was a whiny brat and was teaching their kids to be whiny.
Caillou was a whiny brat.
Oh, he totally was. So Caillou's canceled.
Yeah, Caillou always got his way.
All the time. His dad had immaculate genes. He's conglut. That didn't make any sense. I am definitely tongue-tied. He is clean cut.
Yes. Not a speck of facial hair.
He is probably the safest daddy I've ever seen in existence. Like, he's just safe. You don't have to worry about a thing. I feel like if he were to, like, roofie your drink, he would tell you, I put something in there. And drink it if you want. Here's a clean, a substanceless drink.
Well, Caillou. R.I.P. Rest in pussy.
Hey, there you go. Rest in pussy, because I'm Caillou. Will not be on my television anymore.
All right. Well, I think that's a good place to wrap it up for the week. We'll be back next week with a brand new topic, and look out for some poll questions.
Yes. I think I have a topic.
Okay. Tell me after.
Oh, yeah.
All right. Bye, guys.
Bye.